Asayim v'shivim v'shivim. You have to have 277. In other words, you have to have 100, you have to have 230 for the Tamar of Nehemiah. And Rebbe is hitting on, you have to have another 47. We'll soon see why. So together it's 277. That's how much Rebbe says you have to have. Rashi is Mazbe, the case we have a Bezdin that doesn't know, one darn does not have Psak, doesn't know what the Psak is, so we add on another to it. Keep on going, you add on and add on, and you add it on until another 47. So kids, you have to have 47 more people there to be ready to be part of a Bezdin if they're needed. For at the Gemara Votanya, we learned that Rebbe says, Mosayim Shivim Mishmaino. Rebbe says you have to have 278, not 77, but 78. Merle Kashim, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbanim. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's the Rabbanim. Depends on how much the Sanhedrin Gedolah was. Was it 70 or 71? How much you could add on? You need another 40, but you need another 47, you need another 48. Tana Rabbanim, look at the price like this. The Pasuk says, V'samto aleihem sorei alofim, sorei meyos, sorei chamishim, v'sorei soros. The Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, they should place over them a sar, an officer, over 1,000, over 100, over 50, and over 10. Now, since there are 600,000 Yidden then, so sorry, Alofim, the officers of 1,000, that was Shesh Meyas, come out to 600. Sorry, Meyas, the officer of 100, came out to be Shesh Alofim, 6,000. Sorry, Chamishim, the officers of 50 came out to be Shnei Mosrebel of 12,000. Sorei Asorois, like the officers of 10s, came out to be Sheshesh Rebuya, 60,000. Nintza comes out that the Dayone Yisrael, Shivas Reboy, Oshmanya Salofim Vesheshmais. That the amount of judges that were in Klal Yisrael came out to be 78,000 and 600. So that was the cheshbon again. If you have 600,000 and you have officers of 1,000, so that's 600. 600 officers worth 1,000. And the officers of 100 were 6,000. And the Seder, so we come out, there's the cheshbon of all of them together. Hadron Alecha Dine Mamnis. All right, we're up to the second parak. We'll start this on the next page. Yeah, we'll start again from the second parak. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Dan V'Donu Noisai. Kohen Gadol, he could be a Dayan, and if he has to go to court, people could be Dan him. Meyit, he could say this on somebody else, or Meidu Noisai, and he could say this against him. And we don't say the swear could be Zayin for him, but rather we say it's okay. Chometz V'Choltzon Yishtai. The Kohen Gadol could make Chalitza, if let's say his brother dies, and his wife is a Yevama, so he can make Chalitza. And the same thing when the Kohen Gadol himself dies, so his brother can make Chalitza on his wife. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, his brother could be Miyadim, his wife, if they had no children. But the Kohen Gadol himself, Eino Miyadim. If the Kohen Gadol's brother dies, he can't be Miyadim, his wife. Because that's what Isra say of the Torah, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amonah. He can only marry a Besula. He can't marry an Amonah. Mace like Mace, what's going to be if one of his Kraven were Mace? A Kohen Gadol Kraven was Mace. Mace like Mace. So the Lacher is, Eina Yoitza Acher Hamita. A Kohen Gadol we know is not allowed to be Metameh, even to the seventh Kraven. Not like a regular Kohen that has a heter to be metamah to a seven Kraven. But a Kohen Gadol is even also to a seven Kraven. So, B'Shasta Levaya, Meis L'Meis, Eino Yoitzer Achra Mita. Even B'Shasta the Levaya outside, you do not let him walk in back of the Meis. Because we're afraid, maybe you'll come to touch the Meis. So if even though really walking outside and back of the mace, it doesn't become tummy, it should be okay, but it's exactly though we don't want him to do it, we're afraid maybe he'll come and touch the mace. Avalhein nechosim v'hunigla. But he has to be behind them. Like when they're in one street, when they go away from that street, then v'hunigla, then he could appear in that street. After the olim left that street, that medley, then he could go there. He always has to be behind them. Hey Niglin, when they are seen in one movie,
He can't be in there. He can't be in that level. In the same street that Levi is going by, he can't be there. Now, the Yotzi Moim, in this type of a way, he can go with them at Pesach Shariyir. He can go with them until the Pesach of the Shariyir. Didn't already May. That's where May holds. In other words, the Levaya, he can't go with the Levaya itself, but he could be a little bit behind them. But the time that Ramey holds, there's no issa for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to go out up until the Pesach of the Shariyah to the Pesach of Yerushalayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no. And the Yaitzeh Min HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Bishrim Shinem, because the Pesach says, O Min HaMikdash La Yaitzeh, he holds literally the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he can't even go outside to the Levaya. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlokes is in. Right, so, okay, Shu Menachem, when he wants to be Menachem, other people, but somebody else sitting Shivalite, so Shu Menachem, when the Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem, other people, there are Kolom, Oivrim, Bezeh Achazeh. The meaning usually is that people walk by one after another. They walk by the other. But over here, by Kohen Gadol, by Mamuna, Mamamtsiya, Beinon, Beinon. The Mamuna, the one appointed to a second of the Kohen Gadol, he stands in between the Kohen Gadol and the Yom. In other words, that he shouldn't be directly next to the rest of the people. Ukeshur Misnachem, Neacherim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol himself is a level, so other people come to Menachem him. Kolam, Oimim Loi. The whole nation said to the Kohen Gadol, Ono Katrasacha. We should be mechapa for you. I mean, whatever has happened to you should be a kapara for us. We should all be mechapa for you. For Aymalan, the Kohen Gadol says back to the nation, to the people, tis baruch min hashemayim. If you have a bracha, you should be mevarach min hashemayim. Ukesh mevarach in Isai, when he's in love with the Kohen Gadol, and the first sud is called the Sudas Havra, so kolam mesuda maloritz, the whole nation is sitting down on the ground. The room is of Al-Assassin. There are covered. He should be sitting on a stool. He's a little bit higher than the rest of the people. Here's by Kohen Gadol. Now the Mishnah says, HaMelech, a king, a Melech Yisrael, Loidan V'Lodon Anoisai. He can't be part of the Bezdin, and we do not paskin against him either. Loimeyed, he cannot say Edis for somebody else. V'Loimid Anoisai, we do not let other people say Edis against the Melech. It's not the Kovadik. Loi chaylitz, loi choltzim lishtoi. If the melech's brother dies without children, he's not allowed to make chalitz on his brother's wife, tzibizoyin. And when the melech dies, nobody can make chalitz on his wife. Loi miyaben, loi miyavnim lishtoi. The melech can make yibm on his brother's wife. And what then, when the melech dies, his own brother is not allowed to be miyaben his wife, like we'll see in the Gemara. Nobody's allowed to marry the amon of a melech. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im rotsa lach loitza liyabein zocha l'toiv." No, if the king himself wants to make chalitza, the case where his brother died and he left over his wife without children, so if the melech wants to make chalitza for her, he's allowed to. Or if he wants to be miyabein her, he's allowed to. Omru loy, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, ain't shayim loy. Even though the melech wants to, we tell him, no, you can't do it. It's not the kovadik. To make chalitza, she has to spit at you. It's not the covenant that somebody should spit at the melech. And the klal is the yeinoisa almonosai. When the melech dies, nobody is allowed to marry his wife, his almona, nobody can marry. Rabbi Yehuda says, noisai hamelech almonosai shamelech. You should know, another king is allowed to marry the almona of the first king. Why? Shekei metzinu b'david. We find such a thing like this by David HaMelech. Shenosa al menosai shall show that David HaMelech married the Amon of Shaul. Shenem the pasuk says, "V'yetun lecho as beis adenecha, v'yet nishei adenecha bechekecha." I'll give you the nishei adenecha, mashma that David took the wives of Shaul. So you see that a melech is allowed to marry another melech's wife, an Amon he can marry. Now the Gemara's Mazeration, the Mishnah says, "What Kohen Gadol dan, he could be part of the Bezdin." The more pshit, of course. Why not? The Gemara says, "Don anoisa yitzchlei." The chiddush is though that if he does something wrong, we could take him to court. We could take him to a Bezdin. So Mora says, well, not me pshita, that's also pshita, why not? Eloi daliman lei, I yohechi dayin. If we can't bring him to din, how could he be a dayin? How could he paskin for us? The pasuk says, v'is kashishu v'kashu. That means, like, gather together a gathering. And the yomar shlokah, shlokah says, know what the pasuk means, kishet atzmechom, v'yachaka kishet acherim. Like, first take care of yourself, then you can take care of others. So if there be such a locker that we can't bring you to a din, we can't take care of you, you will not be able to take care of other people. You will not be able to be a dayin for other people. So the Mishnah says that you could be a dayin, pshita dadin that we could be done him. So Mora says true, el rather, what's the chiddush of the ratio? El I did the kabbalah the misni melech, since the Mishnah later wants to say that by a king it's different, that loydan loydan and loysoi, a melech cannot be a dayin. And we cannot be a dayin to him. Tananami Kohen Gadol. That's what the Mishnah says. By Kohen Gadol, it's not that way. That Dan Badonin, he could be a dayin, and we pass good for him. The boy is saying, another Torah says like this. Hokamash, but the Mishnah teaches us like this. Can it tell you like we learned? Kohen Gadol, Shor, gets an Efesh, Bemezid. If a Kohen Gadol kills somebody, Bemezid, Nerek. We kill him, he gets Misa. Beshege, Gola. If a Kohen Gadol kills somebody, Beshege, we put him into Golos also. And then it says, V'yayvur al-essa v'yaloisaseh. We'll soon explain what that means. He's over an essay and he's over a loisaseh. V'arayu kehegit l'chol devorav. He's like a hegit now, l'chol devorav. He's not called a Kohen Gadol anymore. We'll soon see what this means. He's called a hegit l'chol devorav. Now, b'meizid nerek pshita. The chur of a Kohen Gadol kills somebody, b'meizid, pshita will give him Isa. What's the chiddush over here? Tzmura says, true, I'll tell you, b'shegeg, goyle yitzrachlei. The chiddush is that if he kills b'shegeg, he goes to Golos. That's the chiddush. Tzmura says, why not? Honani pshita, like he's a yid, why shouldn't he go to Golos? Tzmura says, yes, here yitzrachlei. We need the chiddush that if a Kohen Gadol kills somebody, b'shegeg, he should go to Golos. Because otherwise, Saul could die to Chamin, I would have thought to say. Hoyu looks here, since another prophet says, v'yoshiv, v'yoshiv bo, ad mois, Hakoin Hagadol, when somebody goes to Golos, a locher is, he stays in the city until the Kohen Gadol dies. That's how long the Horig has to stay there. Same, I would have thought this like this. Call the Yisle Takanto the Chazorah Ligli. Anybody excluding the Kohen Gadol. It's possible that when the Kohen Gadol dies, they'll be able to go back home. So if he has a Takon, it will be a possibility. They'll eventually go back home. Such a person is into Golos right now. But here, the Kohen Gadol himself, the less like the count of the Chazor, he can never go back home. Of course, the Shas he killed, he was the Kohen Gadol. So the locker is, like, when can he go out free? Only when he dies. So it comes out, as long as he's alive, he'll always be in the Golos, he'll always be there. So maybe, since there's no way out for him to go free, maybe, lechatchilu, we shouldn't make him go to Golos. Lo ligli. That's the Chiddush, no. Still we say no. Right now you have to go to Golos. Ah, you won't be able to be freed? So what? The Tanakh we learn like this. Ha-hoi-rig, the Kohen Gadol.